What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Bonus Level Podcast. It's level 41.
41.
41. This week's just Josh and I. Lucha is not feeling so hot, and he is being a sick little baby in bed. We do wish him the best, and hopefully he will be back with us next week. But this week, we are going to be we're going to have a grand old time. I'll tell you what. I didn't tell Josh what we were going to be talking about, so that's first off. And then secondly, it's going to be a head scratcher for those of you that are listening. You're going to be like, what? And, that's okay. That's the idea. So, Josh, have you ever seen, Steven Crowder on YouTube?
Yeah. He's the guy that has, is he the guy that sets up the little table that says whatever changed my mind? Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I think I heard him on Rogan's podcast once.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he has his own show and obviously YouTube channel. So he does a lot of those, you know, blah, 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 change my mind, et cetera, et cetera. He's super smart. Interesting to listen to, interesting to watch. So I've always had this one little like quirky way of thinking about a specific thing. That no matter how you argue it against me, I'm always going to stand my ground on it. And it's very, very, it's funny. It makes sense. And we'll talk about it and I will explain it to you. And at the end of this podcast, I guarantee you will be like, huh, yeah, that makes sense. And it might even be quicker than normal. And it might just be over in 10 minutes, but yeah. We're going to debate it. And I want you to try to change my mind, okay?
Okay.
So what we're going to talk about are odds, okay?
On odds?
Mice odds, like statistics, lottery odds, et cetera. So the actual odds, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you that odds aren't real, okay? Odds are not real, and you're going to try to change my mind. So that's what we're talking about. Now, you're probably thinking, wait, what?
Yes, I need some explanation.
Because what do you mean? Of course odds are real, you know? What do you mean? Of course. And I will tell you with certainty that they are not, okay? So if so I ask you...
Are you using odds like as in statistics? Because that's what they basically thought odds is...
We'll get there. But like when somebody, you go to play the lottery and you say, okay, what are my odds of winning? And they say, well, 1 in 6 million to win. Right. Yeah. And you're like, oh, damn, those are bad odds.
Yeah. I think it's even worse than that.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's way, way worse than that. And, you know, somebody says, oh, those are bad odds. And you're like, okay, I'm not going to play that. I believe that that's not real. Okay. And I'll tell you why. So if I had you flip a coin, right?
Yeah.
And I said, call it in the air, and you called, what would you call? Like I'm flipping a coin. What would you call?
Heads.
Okay. So you call heads. What do you think the odds are that it lands heads?
Should be 50-50.
Should be, right? Right? Because it's the one or the other. All right. But that's not what odds are. That's a probability. The probability is that it is 50-50, right? That technically, if you only flip it once, it's a 50-50 odds, quote unquote odds as well. But the more times you flip it, do you think that your odds change?
No. And that's the funny thing about doing like flipping a coin or whatever, that you could flip a coin 100 times and you know, the chance.
Technically, you could get 100 heads.
Yeah.
Right. But the odds, the quote unquote odds of that happening, right? They go increasingly down the more times you flip it.
Well, it's weird, especially with the coin flipping thing, because if you look at one particular scenario, you look at each time that you're flipping the coin and go, okay, what's my odds of getting heads or tails, and it's 50-50. Then you go on to the next one. All right, what are my odds of getting heads and tails? Well, it's 50-50. Like it never actually changes, even though you could see 10 heads in a row and go, all right, statistically, it's got to be tails this time.
Okay, so yeah, this is the basic premise of where I'm basing my fact that odds mm-hmm. do not exist. So we're talking about a coin flip that has two sides, okay?
Yes.
What if I change that coin into a six-sided dice?
Yeah.
What are the odds that I roll a one?
That you roll a one in mm-hmm. six chance.
A one in six.
Yeah.
What if I told you that it's still 50-50?
It's still 50-50?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that one you're going to have to explain to me because you have a 0.1666 repeating, of course, chance of...
Yeah, that's what odds tell you. That's what the math says, right? If I roll a dice, right?
Yes.
And
that has
if the question is, what are the odds? And I'm, again, every time I use odds in this episode, mm-hmm. keep in mind, anybody listening, anytime I use the word odds, I'm quote unquote odds, right? Because my point of view is here, odds don't exist. You're going to try to change my mind that they actually do. So the question is, when I roll a six-sided dice, what are the odds that I roll a one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you that it is the same as flipping a two-sided coin. Now, you're like, wait, no, because it has six sides. The question isn't which one of those am I going to roll, a one, two, three, four, five, or six. The question is, will I roll a one or not? The outcome is always yes or no in every scenario. No matter how great the number of choices there are, the outcome is always yes or no. It's on or off. It's black or white.
Gotcha.
So with that being said, odds, no matter what the side of dice you're rolling, no matter what the lottery that you're playing is, what are the outcomes?
That you either win or don't win.
You either win or you don't win. What are the odds that from 100 yards away, I throw a football and get it into a garbage can?
You either make it or you don't make it.
Correct. See, now you're catching on to my train of thought, right?
So
if you break down every single scenario into a question of will I do this or will I not, do you take odds completely out of the equation?
No.
Why?
Because I think when you're speaking of odds, what you're saying is that based on what you know about the scenario, like I know that you're pretty strong, but I don't think you can throw a football 100 yards. Mm-hmm. So statistically, if I gave you 100 balls, I would know that you would not make 100 of them.
Okay.
And so,
all right. But then we're talking semantics of like, oh, I can't throw a ball that far. So what if I moved up to 50 yards? I can throw a ball 50 yards. So
yeah.
What about that? Are my odds like 10 in 100? No, because every time I throw that ball, it either goes in or it doesn't. I either do it or I don't every single time I throw it.
Okay. And I could see that, but how can you apply that? Because the way that odds are now, you can apply things, you know, especially like if you're talking about it in a gambling sense, to the amount of money that you're going to make. And so therefore, you know how much money you have to get in to be able to pay out and still make a profit. Or like when it comes to football teams or, you know, fights or anything like that, they have odds on these things because
mm-hmm.
they, based on the information that they have, they feel comfortable in the odds that they're making. Like I think when Conor McGregor fought Floyd Mayweather, it was like 10 to mm-hmm. 1. So you mm-hmm. had to put $100 down on Floyd Mayweather just to get back $10 in the end, because anyone that was smart and knew about boxing put their money on Floyd. But then you had a lot of people that were just like, there's a chance, and it's a 1-10 chance. And if I do that, I put down $10, I make $100. Okay, well, what if I put down $1,000? you know.
But what it, but it comes down to it, those are statistics mm-hmm. based on their records, based on their strength, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, the choice, it still comes down to two outcomes.
Yes.
Every time.
Yeah.
So the odds are not that Floyd was going to win more than Connor. It was, will Floyd or will Connor win?
Yeah.
It always comes down to one or the other. Every choice, every outcome.
And I understand that, but I think that you're almost watering it down. Like, I think if you were able...
I'm making everything all the way down to the simplest fact of will it or won't it?
Yes. But I feel like that leaves us with less information. Things like the odds or statistics or whatever on things gives us a better picture of what we're looking at. Where if you were to just take a step back and go, is Floyd going to win or is Connor going to win? Then that... I feel like removes information from what we are looking at. Like, if I was a layman walking into it and I saw that this guy's got 10-1 chance to beat this guy, I'm going to go, oh, this guy's pretty good. Whereas if it's either he wins or he doesn't win, you know, I don't know what information to process there.
So, all right. So let's talk about it in the scheme of something a little bit more violent, like getting hit by lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So odds are that you're more likely to get struck by lightning than to win the lottery. Right.
Correct.
Have you ever been struck by lightning?
No.
Okay. Me neither. So do you think the odds are? Do you think odds? I guess my question goes back to: do you think odds make any difference to the people that have been struck by lightning?
No. And I,
you know what the odds of them getting struck by lightning is?
Really low.
100%. You know why? Because they got struck by lightning.
And
the one in a million doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They either did or they didn't, and they did. So you tell the person that got struck by lightning, well, the odds were only one in a million. You're incredibly unlucky.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no shit. I got struck by lightning. So the odds for me to get struck by lightning were obviously 100% because it happened.
Well, and
it was either it would or it wouldn't.
On this a lot more. And I think this is different than what we were discussing before in the way of where you're taking and going, your odds of being in a car crash are like 1 in 200. Your odds of being in a plane crash are like 1 in a million. So you're more likely to die, you know, in a car crash than you are a plane. It's like, yeah, I take a plane ride once every, you know, 2 years. Of course, I drive my car every day. Of course, I'm going to have a higher chance of dying in my car. Like, those kind of statistics, I think, are silly.
Statistics.
Or even statistics, odds. Yes. You know, the statistics or the odds.
Correct.
Like what you're saying, that when you say you're more likely to be struck by lightning than you are to win the lottery, it's, you know, that's all based off of all these random things only pertaining to people getting struck by lightning. And that's based off of maybe how many people die per year by being struck by lightning. You know, it's not taken into account that I never leave my house and I buy 10 lottery tickets per week, you know, right. Or anything like that. So those kind of statistics,
the technical odds of you winning the lottery go up tremendously if you buy a lottery ticket and I don't. Yeah. How can I win the lottery if I don't buy a ticket?
Maybe I'm a guy that likes to walk around in a metal hat. My odds of getting struck by lightning are probably twice as much as the person next to me. You know, like,
exactly. So exactly.
I could see your point in that area when you're comparing, you're going across zones with the odds. Because, I mean, and yes, when you're talking about fighting or sports or anything like that, you could say that there's odds, but at the same time, every single sporting event, you name a sport and I'll show you an upset, you know, or where something
right.
did not
and that's
go
my point, right? That's exactly my point. The word and the concept of odds is a made up math term based on another word that is very similar that gets thrown around called probability. Mm-hmm. The probability of you winning the lottery is extremely high if you play the lottery compared to me who doesn't, correct? How am I going to win if I don't play?
Yeah.
But at the simplest base form of what we're talking about, the bottom line always is, did I win the lottery? Yes or no? Did you win the lottery? Yes or no? There is always a 50-50 chance for everything. If I go out, so the variables involved in every single situation, mm-hmm. right, completely eliminate odds, mathematically, yeah. right? Because who's to say, right, in like a lightning standpoint, that I don't walk out of my house to go fight Floyd Mayweather and I have 10-1 odds to beat him, and on the way out I get struck by lightning, which has a 1 in a million chance of happening. Yeah. No, it has a 100% chance of happening because it happened to me. So it was either a yes or a no. I didn't even get to the odds part to fight the guy who I had technically better odds of beating, because another scenario happened where it was a, like, that was also a crazy high number of odds as well.
Yeah.
Right. So if you take the word odds and the math, okay, well, you know, this guy's 6 foot tall, he's 300 pounds, he's fighting a guy that's 5 foot and 150 pounds. Okay. Well, what are the odds that the big guy's going to win? Well, it's probably mathematically, according to like gambling, it's probably really high. Right. But what if on the way up into the ring, the big guy trips because he's clumsy and falls and knocks his head, his temple on the side of the ring, and he's dead? Well, he can't fight. The variables outside of every situation break everything down into a will he beat the guy or will he not? A yes or a no?
So, and like I said, I can understand what you're saying with this kind of stuff. But what I'm more concerned with is the practicality of that knowledge. Like, since you've kind of deduced odds down to meaning basically yes or no, it happened or it didn't happen, how do you feel that that's affected you in the way that you look at things?
So when you look at, okay, will I get this promotion, mm-hmm. right? Well, there's six candidates, right? There's six candidates. There's people that have better resumes, maybe more experience. Mm-hmm. You know, odds are 1 in 6 that I get this. No, that's incorrect. The odds are, well, again, you remove that word and you go, will I get this promotion? Yes or no? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I want it to be yes. So what do I have to do to influence that, to make it happen?
Yeah.
Right. So if you turn it into a, because anytime you look at odds, mm-hmm. right, especially where we're breaking everything down to, like, most of the time odds are used in a negative way. Would you agree? The word odds. It's like, well, the odds are pretty low. The odds are, they're low, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you know, the odds are that if you, you know, you smoke, you're going to get lung cancer. Like, whatever. Like, they're usually, in general, used in a negative yeah. light, right? So if you look at it in a way of, like, you take that word out completely and you just look at things in the simplest form of outcomes, mm-hmm. and you rationalize each thing that's going to happen as an outcome, right? I can look at my, like, for instance, my golf tournament next week and go, okay, how good am I going to play? There's 3,000 people playing. There's 300 in my flight and they're all at the same handicap as me. Some of them are probably really good. Am I going to win? Maybe not. Am I going to, you know, play really bad? Maybe, I don't know. But if I break every single scenario down into a yes or a no and not worry about, well, the odds are really, really stacked against me for winning this thing because there's so many mm-hmm. people playing. I either will or I won't at the end of the day. And then that's that scenario. That's done. I either do or I don't. Okay. Then that outcome is done. I don't.
Yeah.
All right. Then it's, did I play good or I didn't? Okay. I did. Great. Did I beat 95% of people? I either did or I didn't. Each scenario broken down into one singular outcome, yes or no, a 50-50, tails or mm-hmm. heads, right? If you look at it that way, everything can be broken down into controllable things, right? So, like, if I look at each scenario and break it down into individual outcomes, I can then look at it in a manageable way. Whereas if I go, well, of course I didn't win. It was me against 3,000 other people.
Yeah.
Next year, what am I? I mean, it's going to be even the same. I mean, what are my odds for winning next year? Really low. Or I can go, okay, well, break it all the way down to the simplest thing. Did I hit the ball well? Yes or no? No. Okay. Well, next year I'm going to hit it well. And that's going to be my yes. And then the next part is, okay, well, I hit it well. Did I know the courses well enough? Yes or no? Well, yes. Okay. Then I move to the next. Like, you can break them down into the littlest form of controllable outcomes to then, if you're looking at it mathematically, the probability statistically goes up. Even though at the end of the day, it's still a yes or a no.
No, but I do. I like the idea of simplifying things. At the same time, I am a numbers guy. So like, I would be that kind of thing that's like, okay, there's 300 people on my flight. There's going to be this many people in the tournament. Their average handicap is this. Mine is around this. There's the, like, I would like going through that kind of stuff. Numbers are just, we are friends. But I also like the fact of, you know, almost just kind of, not exactly throwing it all to the wind, but concentrating on more of, it's almost concentrating more on the stuff that's actually in your control.
That's exactly, you know,
it's,
that's exactly,
yeah, because it's like, I can't control how many people that they're inviting to this tournament. I can't control how those people play whatsoever, but I can look at what I'm doing. Like, am I showing up to the airport on time? Am I getting enough rest? Am I hitting the ball correctly? You know, and whatever else you may do in golf.
Well, that's my point though, right? Like, it's exactly my point, because now we're talking about things that are, you know, well, odds are, you know, if you're looking mathematically, I'm one player in a field of 3,000, you know, the mathematical odds of me winning would be very low, right?
Most likely.
It would be low. But tell that to Tiger Woods, right? Tell him that the odds of him being who he is, one of the best players of all time, are one in, you know, 8 billion. Like, what? It doesn't matter, right? The mathematical odds don't matter. And that's why. So I guess the premise of this whole thing is a little contrived, right? Because obviously, odds exist. Okay. Odds, mathematical odds. Like, you can literally say, okay, well, if I play the lottery and there's 9 million people playing, the odds are 1 in 9 million that I win. Okay. I'm not saying that the mathematics part of it can't be broken down into a equation, right? I'm saying that when it all is broken down into the outcome itself, it's always yes or no.
Yeah. I mean, because it's the same thing of, like, if you look at the statistics of anything, statistically speaking, this should be the case. But in nearly every single statistic out there, there are outliers. There are things that don't fall within the guidelines of what they're supposed to be or what they're supposed to do. Like, if I wanted to, you know, look at the odds of getting struck by lightning, it's like, man, I can totally beat these odds. I know how to do this. And I walk around with giant metal poles in my hands stuck up at the sky every single day. Like, I could probably get struck by lightning before the end of the year, you know, if I really wanted to, like, push that kind of thing. And so it's all about, you know, focusing on what the goal or task is on hand and not getting caught up. And I mean, and, you know, for the most part, I don't know. I mean, I guess I could see where, like, yeah, if you were going up for a promotion against another 5 or 6 people, that you could be a little bit overwhelmed with something like that, or even like your tournament and those kind of things. But
Well, any time that when somebody says, well, the odds are against you, the odds are this or the odds are that, the odds of you doing this or blah, 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 blah.
What character said, okay, never tell me the odds? Was it a superhero or someone? Tell me
that. No, it's,
Come on. I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed. Can we go back and delete that? We can't let our fans know that I forgot that. No, it was just playing in my head since we've been talking about this, and I just could not think of it. I'm trying to stay concentrated on the.
Never tell me the odds.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. C-3PO. The odds of us making it out alive are gone and drink.
So Han Solo was way before his time.
But that's
basically what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Never tell him the odds. You know why? He got it Right.
Yeah.
Because the odds don't matter. They were either going to live or they were going to die. It didn't matter what the odds were. He mm-hmm. had to make it happen or they died. And my point is that anytime you look at the mathematics of something, mm-hmm. right, all it is overwhelming information for you. It doesn't help you, right? It doesn't actually help you. Knowing that it's mathematically improbable for you to go dive in the mm-hmm. ocean, right, and swim around without, and you won't get bit by a shark, doesn't help me overcome my fear yeah. of sharks. Because tell that to the people who've gotten bit by sharks. Tell them the odds that, like, oh, the odds weren't good. Okay, well, why did it happen to me? Well, you were yeah. unlucky.
Unlucky.
It doesn't matter. You know how you can control that?
Don't go in the water.
Don't go in the ocean.
Then the odds of getting bit by a shark outside the ocean, super low.
You know what's funny? Is that they made 4 Jaws movies. And in every single one of them, you know where they ended up?
In you know, I guess the ocean's pretty freaking badass. It's amazing.
It is.
And
it is.
Like, we know that there are creatures in the ocean that could kill us, but it's that cool that we're like, don't give a shit. I'm going in there anyways.
Yeah, we're going anyway. And then they wonder, like, wait, why did we? What happened here? But anyway, so good to go back to the beginning, right? I know that the premise and the title was a little contrived because mathematically you can do odds on anything, but odds themselves, right? It's when you're speaking of outcomes, mm-hmm. they don't exist. And you haven't changed my mind. And I don't really think that, I mean, you kind of, I guess, tried, but I don't really think.
No, because I understand what you're getting at. I think the main thing is the way that you're putting it, because even when you were describing it to me, it was, I had to get you to explain because I didn't understand mm-hmm. what you were trying to say.
Well, that's of course, because everybody knows the phrases like, well, the odds are one in this, that you do this. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. Everybody's heard those phrases. Everybody, you know, you say that stuff. So of course you're going to be like, yeah. Wait, what?
So, I mean, it was confusing. I mean, I think, like I said, I always want to look at something like this. And if you're putting effort towards, you know, deep thinking in this kind of way, that it does need to be able to benefit you in some kind of way. You know, just coming at, like, if you were to come up with the idea and just go, oh, I just thought it was neat that, you know, it either happens or it doesn't happen. I'd be like, oh, and we're going to do a podcast on that, you know, but the fact that it does have a lot of deeper stuff to look at. I mean, it's all about, you know, like you said, ignoring whatever hurdle or adversity or whatever is in your way to make the odds what they are. Looking at what it is that you can control is I think a huge piece of advice. But I think that there are a lot of stuff that we can learn if we know the information on the odds. Like we said, if they were saying, you know, the odds of getting struck by lightning are 1 in 10 billion, and goes like, all right, how did you guys mm-hmm. come to that information? And it's like, well, you know, this many people died because they were struck by lightning. And it's like, all right, out of everybody in the world, you're talking about some people that never, you know, they're homeless and they live on the streets, or you're talking about a person like me who I may leave my house twice a day. And if I do, I'm in my car. So odds for me are very low, you know? So, or it's like, what can I do to affect these things in order to increase my chances or decrease my chances? Like, yes, odds of you being in a car wreck are pretty high because people statistically get into car wrecks quite often. But at the same time, if you pay attention, you don't text while you're driving, you don't tailgate people, like ride their bumper and everything, you stay at the speed limiter fairly close to it, you follow certain guidelines and you can decrease your chance. Well, can you eliminate the chance whatsoever? No, I wouldn't think so. Just because there are people that, I don't know, I'm sure there are situations where there was absolutely nothing that you could do to avoid things.
Well, yes. And that's exactly it. That's why the odds themselves don't matter. You take your life into your hands every time you get in your car, no matter what. It doesn't matter. I mean, you can be stupid and you can text and you can not pay attention, right? And then people will be like, oh, well, that just dramatically increased his odds for a wreck. Well, yes, but I mean, the outcome still remains the same. Like, he either got in his car and had an accident or he didn't at the very baseline of it. The point is that you can influence your yes or no. Right? So the yes in his situation is the texting, the not paying attention, the doing all these things, because he's now he's in an accident. Now it's yes. Could he have done anything about it? Yeah. Absolutely. He could have not done all of those things, and it would have been a no.
Could have not gotten his car at all.
Right? Right? Then it's definitely a no. Then it's not even a one way or the other, because that situation doesn't even come up. You know what does come up? Then he has to worry about if he goes into his backyard and a tree branch falls out and falls on him. What are the odds that happens? Well, you would say very low, but tell that to the people that have gotten hit by tree limbs. What I mean to say is, at the end of the day, you have to break every situation down into the very, very basic, minimalistic point, and that is, will it happen or won't it happen to me? Right? And it's always yes or no, and it always can be, for the most part, I would think, influenced. Now, the real question is, and the real kicker, right, is when we get into the I guess it's the more philosophical of fate, right? Because if you believe in fate, then odds literally don't matter. Like, actually, mathematically don't matter, right? And it goes even further simple down the road. Like, then my thinking of, like, well, let's break it down into a yes or a no. Because if you believe in fate and you believe that your destiny is already preset and everything that's meant to happen is going to happen anyway, right? Then it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you get in your car and text and drive, because you were going to get in your car and text and drive anyway. And you're either going to have an accident or you weren't. And that was already going to happen no matter what you did or didn't do. Because that's what fate is.
But
so when people say, oh, well, I met my soulmate and it was fate. Well, then you are believing that was meant to happen and nothing you could or couldn't do.
But,
yes.
So in, practical use time, I like to focus on that. Like you're talking about with statistics are, the odds of tree falling on your head or being struck by lightning.
Correct.
So what do you do? So when you leave your house, do you just go tree falling on my head or getting struck by lightning are completely out of my control, so I don't let them even cross my mind? Or, correct. I mean, correct. But don't you have to have it your mind at least to, I mean, I don't walk outside and every time I walk outside, I'm like, oh shit, is there lightning around, you know, or anything like that. But at the same time, you know, if, or even with tree branches, those aren't something big that pops up. But living in Georgia, much like with Florida, there are snakes fucking everywhere. So when I go walking into the woods, I tend to pay attention where I step, especially stepping over logs or if I'm putting my hand down a hole for some random reason. I stay more aware of that kind of scenario more than I would, you know, a tree branch or whatever. And so I don't treat it as a, it's either going to happen or it's not going to happen. So like, I don't need to worry about it. I mean, is there a certain point with the odds where you feel like, okay, I do have to pay more, like with lightning, the odds of it happening are so low that I'm not going to influence it one way or another other than staying inside and never going outside. But chances of me, if I'm walking through the woods, of getting bit by a snake, even if they're, I mean, it could be 1 in 200,000 or whatever, but that's still high enough that I take precaution while walking through the woods. Where would you say that you, I guess, draw the line that you start putting your attention towards it?
Whenever it's something that I can influence, right? Like, so even this, something as simple as, you know, getting struck by lightning, like I don't think about it every day, but if I see a lightning storm, mm-hmm. like I was playing golf the other day and, there was a lightning advisory and it was coming like the direction of the course I was on. And I'm like trying to speed through the holes because like I can influence the fact that I'm not holding a metal rod in a lightning storm.
Style.
Right. Yeah. Like, so that I can do. Right. And then that, like that makes my outcome the at the basic very, very low. Right. So that can be more towards my But with that being said, if I was meant to get hit by lightning, if that was going to happen to me, it's going to happen either way, right? Because then if it did happen, I'd be like, well, I guess my odds were pretty good.
Just have some extra iron in your body or whatever.
I think that, again, at the base, like simplest form that you can look at everything is that your outcomes are yes or no, that you influence your outcomes, and that of course odds, statistical odds, go up and down mathematically based on your environment, the situation, etc. But and of course the title is going to be clickbaity because I'm literally, you know, saying odds aren't real. The point is that at the end of the day, the outcome is always yes or no, no matter what. And it can always be said. That can literally always be said. You cannot convince me otherwise that every situation can be broken down to a yes or no. Like, you can't. It's not possible. There is no maybe. There is no, like, literally it's yes or no for everything.
I can see that.
Like, if think of right now, because obviously this is the whole purpose of this is to change my mind. Okay. So this is where I'm sticking and I'm taking a firm footing here. And I've always said this, and everybody that I have talked with about this has always been like, dude, this is stupid. What you're stupid. That's not true. The whole dice thing, if I roll a 20 sided dice, the odds are not yes or no that I roll a one, like it's 1 in 20. And I'm like, no, it literally is one or the other, because if I roll it and it's a 2, then it was a no. If I roll it and it's a 4, it's a no. But if I roll it into 1, it's a yes. Like, it doesn't matter if it's 1 in 20. Every single roll was going to be a yes or a no. So, like, no matter what scenario you come up with, the outcome of what's going to happen is either it will or it won't. It will or it will not. And that's just that's the bottom line.
But do the odds not influence your decision on things based on what the odds technically are? Like, you know, if a random person walked up to you and was like, $500, man, if you can guess it, heads or tails, you know, compared to, you know, one of these other large odd things, struck by lightning, whatever that we're talking about. If you can guess the exact minute the lightning's going to hit the clock tower, you win $500. Or if you can guess if it's heads or tails, $500 on that. You would choose guessing the coin every single time because it's easier to predict. So even though, you can break down the odds to just being a yes or no, I feel like that almost simplifies things too much, where you aren't looking at everything that's influencing.
I bet what I'm coming at and how I'm coming at it is that everything that's influencing it to increase or decrease those odds at the end doesn't change the possibility of how many outcomes there are. Right? So you're standing on one side of a door, or one side of four doors, and I'm on the other, okay? And you're looking at four doors that are all closed. You have no idea which one of them I'm behind. You would say that the odds are 25%, 1 in 4 out of any of them, right? that's the probability, is that it's 1 in 4. It could be any 4. So you pick one, you know, he's going to come out of number 1. I come out of number 3 and you're like, I only had 1 in 4 shot. Okay, that's fine. That doesn't, but at the end of the day, you either picked right or you didn't. It didn't matter how many doors there were. You either picked right or it didn't. So like the fact of how many, it could be 2 doors. It could be 3 doors, 5, 6, 10. Mm-hmm. Right. And you're saying, well, then the more doors there are, my odds go way down. Sure. The math of that makes it go way down. But you either picked right or you don't.
Yeah. This is a lot to process. You realize that like you grabbed the dumbest one of the bonus level podcast people to have the smartest conversation with. This should have been one that you did when I was not around and you and Luch went back and forth on this, because this is making my head hurt. Because like I'm trying to, it's like that. Oh, man. I mean, when you were talking about the doors, there was that whole probability thing. I don't know if you've seen it before, that basically if you have the choice between, what was it? Is it 3 doors? And if you choose the first time and you get it wrong, and they say you have a choice to pick, you know, or so you have 3 doors, A, B, and C, and you go, I think it's behind B. Mm-hmm. And they go, okay, mm-hmm. Well, we're going to leave B closed, but we're going to show you it's definitely not behind A. And you go, ooh, okay. So it's either behind B or C, that they say statistically you should switch your answer to C because you now have a 50-50 chance of getting it right rather than like the first. It's
a 33%.
I don't know. I'm probably screwing that whole thing up. But I mean, have you heard that before? Like that whole thing.
I've heard something like that, but you know what I'm gonna say.
Did you win the prize, bitch? Yeah.
Exactly. Did you pick right or didn't you? You didn't? Yeah. Okay. Too bad. Move on with your life.
We're not talking about it anymore. We're going to move on because, or either you won. It's cool. We got the money. What are we spending it on? Where are we going? Yeah.
When I look at it like again, we'll go back to golf. I use it as an example. When I hit the ball off the tee on a hole, and I'm trying to hit it as far as I can, as straight as I can. In sports, every little thing influences everything: the wind, the moisture, how tight your shirt is, like how tight your belt is, or the way you're standing. Are you, you know, the arch of your back, the arch of your elbow, every little thing there like makes and it impacts the flight of the ball, right? So I can look at that and go, well, I have a million variables that I have to control to hit the ball. And I can look at that and it's super overwhelming because I can put it in a million different places all over this hole. Or I can look at it in, can I hit this well or can I not? And how do I get there? How do I make all of those things happen so that it's a yes? And then whenever I hit it and I don't hit it well, I'm like, okay, now I'm going to go do it again. And I'm going to make everything work so it is a yes this time. And then even if it's a no that time, mm-hmm. it's every single shot. And that's why I use golf as an analogy, because every single shot is its own a million variables. Every single one is a million things working together to try to do one positive thing. Right? And try to make that happen. But at the end of the day, all of those things, all the factors, all the outside, the inside influencers, all come down to a simple outcome of yes or no.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, I like thinking about that in a very practical way of what kind of things can I influence right now? What are in my control? What can I do to get this done instead of getting overwhelmed by the odds, by whatever it may be? Mm-hmm. Taking things baby steps, one thing at a time, looking at what's directly in front of you and judging it that way. Is this going to benefit me or is this going to hurt me in what I'm trying to do? And if it benefits me or helps me out and increasing my odds or whatever, then that's the kind of path that you take. And looking at things that way, I think would help a lot of people. I think everyone these days tends to get caught up in like the big picture of things where they're overwhelmed, and it's just because the world can be. We just, especially with social media and internet and phones and work. I mean, there's just so much information and crap just flying our way that, I mean, it's one of the reasons that, like, I just stopped getting, mainly, it's not that I don't care about politics. I stopped really getting upset or getting riled up or angry at political stuff when I realized how little I could actually do about some things. Like, how much control over this do I really have? And it was just like, you have zero control. All right, then, like, then fuck it. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Just like, I can't tell the lightning, no matter how angry I get, I can't, I'm not Thor. I can't tell it not to hit me. Like, it's going to hit me or it's not going to hit me. I can't spend my time worrying about that. I have other things that I can control and that I can't deal with.
Control. Yeah, that's right. That's like, that's absolutely right. And see, now
I do understand. You just need to learn how to freaking talk to people about it instead of it taking an hour before I finally am like, oh, okay, I get it.
No, that's the whole point, is that it's very, whenever you say something like that, it's not mathematical, right? It's not statistical. It's not something that you can be like, well, the science says that it's blah, 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 blah. It's more of a, look, let's look at this practically. Let's look at it outside of science and your math equation, because yeah, of course. If you roll a 20-sided dice, it's good. What? We played Dungeons and Dragons. It's not easy to roll a natural 20. It doesn't happen every roll. For me. It literally, you can say, okay, well, yeah, my odds are not great that I'm going to roll it. It's a 1 in 20 chance every time I roll it. And every single time I roll it, it's the same odds. No, it's not. But you can look at it like that, right? But what, it doesn't matter. You're still going to roll it every time and hoping for that high number every single time, right? So thinking about it in a way of like, oh, man, the odds are 1 in 20. I had to roll this, blah, blah, blah. Of course I didn't get it. Odds were stacked up against me. Well, it's a negative way to look at it, and it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's still fun, though.
Right? Well, the odds is statistically, look at these, and we're gonna have to.
I mean, that's the thing with the randomness of it, the anticipation. It's either, you know, you're dealing with a situation where you have, you know, good anticipation or bad anticipation, like 1 in 20 chance that you get a nat 20, which is exciting.
Well, we just talked about we just talked about loot crates and loot boxes and lottery last week, like. Okay, so that even if you tell me the odds of, you know, I want this one special thing out of this box and it's a 1 in 100 chance to get it, like, all right, so now I know it's a 1 in 100 chance. I know it's really low. And when I roll it, does that help my disappointment?
No.
When I don't get it?
Yeah.
No, I'm still disappointed.
No, that's the thing. I mean, these people who have 1 in 5 billion chance of winning the lottery, they're still looking at their ticket going, oh, shit. You
know? Yeah. Like, what did you expected to win?
I was feeling lucky, bro.
Like, at the end of the day, like, it was a yes or a no. It was a yes or a no. 1 in 1 million. What are the odds? Okay, tell me, speaking of odds, what are the odds that while we're playing a game, League of Legends, Looch uses his ultimate on one of the champions? You would think that it would be 100% that he would use it every single game.
Yeah.
In fact, that's incorrect. It's either a yes or a no, and sometimes it's a no.
Most of the time, it's a no.
Right, exactly. That's my point. So throw statistics out the window. Throw odds out the window. Don't look at life in a way of, you know, well, what are the odds that I do this? What are the odds that I do that? This is keeping me from doing this. Well, the statistics say that if you get a motorcycle and you drive it on the road, you're going to get hit by a car. Okay, so that you just don't live your life. And then if you look at everything that way, you just go, oh, well, I can't ever leave my house. Well, too bad that there's poisonous spiders and insects that'll get in your house and kill you while you sleep. So I guess just jump off a cliff somewhere, because, you know, at the end of the day, the odds are against you. The odds are against you in life. right? And that is ultimately why I'm saying they don't exist. Throw them out. It doesn't matter. It doesn't help you. Thinking about them, looking at them doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, you either do or you don't.
But how do you feel about statistics in general? Because you're throwing out odds, which is like statistics, brother.
Statistics, probability, odds, all of those things are influencers in the decisions that you make that affect the outcome, which ultimately is a yes or a no. So, again, like you said, if statistically and the odds say that if I swim in Tiger Shark Lake, I have a 9 in 10 chance of being eaten by a tiger shark, do you know what I can do to dramatically decrease those odds and make it a no? I cannot swim in Tiger Shark Lake, right? So therefore, I use statistics, I use the math and the odds to inform my decision, therefore removing the odds completely and making it a guaranteed yes that I'm going to be alive.
Yeah.
Or guaranteed no that I won't get eaten that either way.
All right. So I think that we accomplished it, because I was supposed to convince you, and I think that we're on the same page now, right? We agree?
Yeah. You tell me. Do you agree with me?
Does that mean that you agree with me so I win?
No. My mind has not changed. My mind is 100% not changed. And what the best part about this is that I know for a fact that there's people that are listening that are going, that from the get-go are just like, literally, like, they either turned it off, like, I can't, this guy is so stupid. Or they're literally just sitting there pulling their hair out, being like, oh my God, mathematics. Oh my God, science. Of course there's odds. And they're just like doing like the rage face. But ultimately, you know, and I admitted it a while ago, but I'll say it again at the end here. Statistics, probability, odds, mathematics, you can't argue with numbers. You can't. That's not the point. That's not the point of what I'm getting at and why I'm saying odds aren't real.
Yes. I understand. Cause I'm a numbers guy. Like I said, I like that kind of stuff and breaking things down that way. That's how I deal with my, what's the word I was looking for? The getting overwhelmed with things. I can break things down pretty well numerically in that kind of way that helps me not be overwhelmed by things. But you go very old school computer binary bullshit. It's either a zero or it's a one. Or get the fuck out.
That's right. Zero ones or GTFO. I mean, I think that ultimately it's a it's a beneficial way to look at things, right? But I mean, I'm glad that you now see my point of view. I'm glad that you agree. I'm glad that my mind is still not changed. Odds were that you weren't going to convince me. So the odds were definitely against you in this episode. But at the end of the day, it was still a yes or a no. Were you or were you not?
I think if we had to put money on it, I know what everyone would have bet on if I was going to change your mind or not.
So what were the odds?
It would have been you have higher chance of getting struck by lightning than me changing your mind. No, because where the real question would have been on the opposite, that while trying to change your mind, you actually change my mind. Because me, I can't. Every time I learn new information, I'm like, oh, that's good information. I didn't know that before. I agree. And then I'll hear something else on the completely opposite side that's like, oh, well, you didn't take this into account. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't take that into account. I agree with them now. And then they're like, well, let me present you with this bit of information that you didn't hear from either of those guys. It's like, well, now that I know that, I feel much more educated and I agree with you. It's like the more and more I get educated on these topics, the more I get pulled one way or another. Like, it's very hard to have just concrete ideas on things. Because like you said, when it comes to odds or statistics or probability or whatever, there's always outliers on everything. So going like, this is right 100% of the time, nothing is ever right 100% of the time. I don't give a shit what it is. Like, nothing is right 100% of the time. There's always going to be outliers.
Luch choosing is ultimate at least once. That's
100%. Therefore, like, and that's one of the biggest ones you could have. I mean, we use that rather than gravity of throwing someone out of an airplane, and will they go up? It'll go down.
Will they fall?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe not. I never know. It depends
if depending on his distance to the atmosphere, you know, to space or fake space or whatever.
Or maybe he was an alien and he was just using it to get out of Earth and just flew away. Ladies and gentlemen, we have your number one candidate for political party realignment. Democrats, Republicans, and independents, I'll send your information right here to Josh at the Bonus Level Podcast, because he'll go with anybody no matter what. Just you just got to present a point and he'll go that way until somebody else presents a better
one. It's ridiculous. I guess where that kind of stuff is concerned, where I try, because with new information or extra information or whatever, that it does tend to change my mind a lot. I have to go with gut feelings and what seems to be the right way. But I mean, on every single topic I've ever heard in politics, I have heard good discussions for both. Same for anything, dieting, eating, you know, like you need to be a vegan or just a vegetarian, or maybe you need to be just a meat eater. I've heard carnivores talk about that diet and I'm like, well, that really makes sense. I guess you could do it that way. And then you hear someone else talk about it and it's like, no. You know, I think it just comes down to the fact that there's always some lies mixed in with truths. And sometimes unless I'm educated enough on the subject, I can't call them out. And so if something sounds good enough, then yeah. And that's why I don't vote, because I don't feel like I'm solid enough in a way. Yeah. You know, it's like, unless I had all the information to be able to go like, no, I know this beyond a shadow of a doubt because I've seen the numbers this way or that way, because all it is, I mean, you can Google like, show me the science proving the earth is flat, and you will see the science proving the earth is flat. And you can go Google, show me the science proving the earth is round, and you can see it. It's like, all right, I'm looking at both numbers here, both of these things showing completely opposite stuff, saying that this is the science that proves it. It's like, that's the part that always just, it drives me crazy, because it's, you can apply that to absolutely everything. There's two sides to literally everything. That if you have a good enough argument and it sounds nice, I'm generally gonna agree with you. So with yours, I see where it can be beneficial to people. Taking a look at things, taking a step back, one problem at a time. I like the idea. I'm on your side. Let's go. Rock it.
All right. There we go. Perfect. All right. There you have it, folks. My mind was not changed. Odds don't exist, and they don't help you. Statistics, probability don't help you. And that's going to wrap up this edition of the Bonus Level Podcast's Change My
Mind.
We
should try not to change my mind. And I'll try not to change where I started when we first started the conversation. I think that would be hard, because I'm probably always going to change.
I think that would be. Odds are you would lose. Oh, wait, what? Did I just contradict myself? Anyways, hope you enjoy this week's episode, level 41. And join us next week for level 42 and a very fun episode about movies and movie trivia and all things we're excited for in the next year. So that's going to be fun. So from all of us here at the Bonus Level Podcast, have a great week.
Later, taters.
And never tell me the odds.